time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The Mind, Hand, Heart Initiative is tapping into the passionate community spirit and innovative problem-solving skills to enhance mental health and overall well-being at MIT. My guest today is Marianne Kirkbride. She's the Clinical Director for Campus Life and a liaison between MIT Medical and the larger MIT community. Welcome to the show, Marianne. What is Mind, Hand, Heart, and what kind of assistance does it offer MIT students?
Mind, Hand, Heart is really a community program that involves students as partners in thinking about creative ways to strengthen the well-being of our community, including mental health care, but way, way beyond that, including connectedness and life skills and help seeking and all kinds of ways that we can promote our good mental health.
So tell us about this campus-wide initiative. Who's it sponsored by?
The initiative is co-sponsored by MIT Medical and by the Chancellor's Office. And that's really important because the Chancellor is all things students. And so when we bring students in as partners, we can learn from them about what would really work in their residences or in their academic environments.
So why is it different? What is so unique about this initiative?
The initiative is based on the framework from a nonprofit that is working at 150 colleges across the country, and they are really have focused on research-based approaches to improve well-being and reduce the risks of self-harm on college campuses. So we're founded in research. That's important to MIT, of course, but then the initiative itself taps our culture. So we are a problem-solving culture, and that means we get together in groups and think about where can we make the highest level of impact, how can we work in new and different ways, and we use all of our other problem-solving skills to really attend to this important issue on campus.
MIT, as you know, is a very unique place, and some thoughtful strategies are definitely needed to support the students there. Can you talk about some of the initiatives that the Mind, Hand, Heart Initiative has been involved in so far?
There are many. There are many. Student-led initiatives include a week that will actually be next week called Random Acts of Kindness Week, and that has just taken off and it's in the ether. So it could be at a front desk. There is an extra little bowl of candy. It could be that students are talking at events about overcoming their own challenges. It could be that we're handing out postcards that you can give to a friend. But basically, it's a way that we can recognize our own humanity and our own connectedness. And it was a sophomore who started that, and hundreds of people were involved in its first year last year, and I'm guessing thousands will be now. We don't really know how many. It's just really taken off all across the campus. Another initiative has been also student-driven, where practical skills, skills that aren't really taught in class, skills that are not so much about mental well-being, but practical things like how to find an apartment, how to read the news, for be critical user of news, all of those things, how to go food shopping for healthy foods on a budget. So we have Life Skills Week that has come out of that. And that has been our first event was standing room only, and so that's really taken off, and that's faculty, staff, and students who are working together to bring that week together. And then Mind, Hand, Heart can support the administrative parts of that.
So the students can get involved with their own initiatives. How do they go about doing that?
Many ways. Our students, we have students who are part of the senior review team to guide the entire Mind, Hand, Heart initiative. We have students who are co-chairs of all of our six working groups, and we have students who apply to the Innovation Fund.
And then how is the administration involved?
So MIT has wonderfully supported Mind, Hand, Heart. So we have a program manager and a communications person, and part of my time is to be the executive administrator for Mind, Hand, Heart. And our goal really is to free up the time of our volunteers, students, and particularly faculty who are in the academic calendar, which is often very challenging time-wise. We don't really want to have students reserving rooms or making posters. We really want to have them thinking creatively and working in their communities. So those are the kinds of things that we provide, a small amount of funding and all the administration that goes on with that. But really the goal is to leverage our problem-solving and community caring components of our culture.
So tell the listeners about the Mind, Hand, Heart Innovation Fund.
We have been extremely lucky and privileged to have be able to award up to $10,000 to promising projects that really, it's designed to be a seed idea. So we have had so many. We've had an art contest. We've had a puppy lab develop. We've had students who want to work inside the course management software. We've had all kinds of different programs, people who wanted to improve the sort of community feel of our campus by having Adirondack chairs outside. So all of those things are add up to helping us have a more welcoming climate. The application process is open in October and in March, and the evaluation and the ranking and so forth is run by, we have a graduate student intern who helps us, and she and her team of faculty, students, and staff prepare a slate, and then our chancellor and the medical director and other senior leaders involved in Mind, Hand, Heart approve that or make any adjustments as necessary.
So, Marianne, wrap it up for us about the Mind, Hand, Heart Initiative at MIT and what you really want students to know about getting involved and getting involved so that they can help the community at large.
I think the thing that's the most important for students to know is that they can start right where they are, that reaching out to us for the Innovation Fund or to participate in one of our working groups is an opportunity that's designed to be able to fit into their schedule and to tap their best ideas, and that that health and community health really is not just a service delivered by experts, but it really depends on every member of the community contributing right where they are.
And where can they find more information?
They're welcome to come to our webpage, or you can look me up on the MIT Medical webpage and call me up and we can have coffee.
Thank you so much, Marianne, for being with us today. And the website is mindhandheart.mit.edu/about. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical. And for more information, you can go to medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.